Again. Found your way to my island, did you? Well, 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 from the looks of it, your ship is gone, and you're all alone. Interesting. Did you follow the sound of my voice? Calling to you, beckoning to you on the horizon. My, you've come so far for so very little. You know there's nothing here for you. But since you're here, perhaps I could show you something. Something magical. Something you've never seen before. But all you need to do is follow the sound of my voice. So sweet and soothing. Melodic, even. The sound of my voice that echoes through your mind allows me to take you far, far away. Even now, as you listen to my voice, the sweet, soothing cadence wraps around your mind. As sirens are known for our hypnotic powers, perhaps you've already felt them. Maybe you just can't remember it. But that's okay. It's okay to find yourself lost in the sweet, soothing, silky sound of my voice, echoing through your mind, drifting through your ears, allowing you to become so fixed and focused on me. And sit with me for a moment, won't you? That's right, human. It's very easy just to follow my words, isn't it? It's so easy to listen to my voice and allow yourself to be drawn into me. Drawn in. Hey, you could listen to the sound of my voice all day, couldn't you? And it's funny, when I talk, you just seem to listen. Because my voice has such hypnotic powers, powers to control you. And that's okay. You find every single word, every syllable, so soothing, so relaxing, that you just sink, sink, sink down for me. And it's okay. You're perfectly safe. I'm not going to harm you. I'm just going to have fun with you. I'm going to make sure that the spell I weave on your mind makes you feel really, really good. And while you listen, you can feel my voice wrapping around you, covering you like a warm, soft blanket, caressing each and every single limb, caressing your mind, making you docile and pliable. You know, sirens like me are known for powerful, magical spells. The spells we weave on sailors to drag them to their deaths. Lucky for you, I've never had an appetite for the macabre. I'm not interested in killing you, but I do like the idea of a human companion, a human I can use however I like. And look, I have one right here, don't I, human? Yes, you'll do nicely. And the longer you listen to me, the deeper you sink under my spell. My siren spell that I gently weave over your mind. The spell that just allows you to be so docile and compliant. The spell that leaves your head buzzing and ringing as you float on every word that I say. And you just wait on my words to tell you what to do. Don't you, human? Now, come closer. I want you to come closer to me. Here on this rock where I sit. I know there's water surrounding it, but you can wade through that. You do anything to be closer to my voice. So come over here, wade through the water. So cool and refreshing against your skin, isn't it, human? You know, this island is full of magical surprises, including this very lake that I sit in. The reason why I choose this lake is because it has special, magical properties. Not only does it fuel my powers, but it has other things it can do as well. So do me a favor, human. I want you just to lie down, lay in the water. Feel how weightless you feel floating there, just so. For now, of course, as you lie in this magical water, you'll find out exactly what it does. You see, this lake will do as I tell it to. Of course, the water can't harm you, but it will make you feel really good. And of course, right now as you lie there, floating on the top of the water, you can feel your skin feeling so comfortable. It makes you just relax so completely. Until you find yourself so very relaxed that your body just starts to sink into the depths of the water. And don't worry, this water can't harm you. In fact, come here. Let me come over to you and kiss you. When I kiss you, you'll find yourself able to breathe in this water. The magic in my lips, making you able to breathe, even down in the depths. So pucker up, human. And kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. That's right. Now, human, let the water drag you down. And don't worry, I'll go down there too. But you start to notice the more relaxed you become from the spell my voice weaves through your mind. The deeper you sink into this lake, the water dragging you down at my command, making you feel so good, so relaxed, so heavy as you sink. Down, deep. That's right. That's right. And I'm here with you, down. And nothing can harm you down here. I'm here with you, going further and further deep into the darkest depths of the lake. But it's all right. Nothing can frighten you. In fact, you just feel so relaxed. The spell I've woven on your mind, keeping you calm as you sink even deeper, and even deeper, and even deeper, all the way down to the bottom. And as we approach the bottom, you just find yourself feeling so very comfortable here with me. Comfortable here at the bottom. Comfortable just sinking down. 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 That's right. And here in the depths, you just listen to my voice, allowing me to be your guide, allowing me to just make you feel so very, very good, keeping you peaceful and calm. relaxed as you just take in everything, knowing that you can breathe so easily and so deeply, even here underwater like this, as my words wrap around your body, almost as if they're ropes tying around your body, as you start to realize the seaweed wrapping around your body, keeping you here, bound tightly, but so very comfortable. And you wouldn't complain, even if you knew you could, because you just feel so good here, don't you? You feel so comfortable, bound by the seaweed, here in the bottom of this lake, with me, your mind completely consumed by the spell, and you can feel my magic trickling from your ears all the way down your body and up into your mind. It's almost as if every single word that I say just touches your body in all the right places, relaxing you, soothing you, calming you, making you feel so very and it feels amazing to be down here with me, doesn't it? And perhaps in the background, you can hear my siren sisters echoing their siren song through the ether, capturing others like yourself and dragging them down like this. But it doesn't matter, does it? All that matters is that you're here with me, right now, tangled up in seaweed, captured by my voice, and here with me. And you can feel my hands drifting over your skin, caressing you with the lightest of touches, through the water, the pressure surrounding you, encasing you, making you feel so good, as you just lie here, breathing deeply, relaxing into my voice even more, listening to my words as they soothe your mind, caressing you, calming you, sedating you, as you start to slip even deeper into sleepy, submissive oblivion. My siren voice echoing in your mind, bringing you deeper and deeper down under my spell, making you feel so good, so calm. And it's nice just to take these moments for yourself, isn't it, human? And as you relax like this, you just let everything go. You just give in to me a little more and a little more and a little more. But human, it's time to wake you up. It's time to take you back back to your crewmates, back to your ship, back where you belong, human. So, you can feel me, can't you, as I pull you back up, 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 as we float towards the surface, the seaweed unraveling itself around you, as we just float higher and higher up, 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 to the surface. And out of the water, you can take a nice deep breath of all that air surrounding us. Of course, you're still so captivated by my voice. But in a moment, you can find yourself awake, back where you were before this began, before I started weaving my spells on your mind, coming back to yourself with 1, 2, 3, 4,